Who's to blame for the machete death of a teenager in the Belmont section of the Bronx earlier this summer? WBGO commentator Mildred Antenor says it's not just gang members.
The bodega where 15-year-old Lisandra Guzman Feliz was killed has been sold. The new owners opened earlier this month, and although they received pushback from some local residents, business continues as usual. People come in to buy their leche evaporada, plantanitos, macarones, like nothing ever happened. The video of Lisandro's death by machete went global, and in order to get a better understanding of what happened, I watched the video, and honestly, it made me sick to my stomach. The blatant disrespect for another human life stomped out like a roach crawling across the floor. And could anything have gone more wrong? No one helped this child. No one. Yes, he was killed by the gang members, but if you read or listen to the news reports, there was a police cruiser across the street from the bodega. It was a hot summer night, and there were people on the street. Many of them pulled out their cell phones and started videotaping the attack. Lisandro managed to get back inside the bodega to ask for help, but the owners were seen shooing him away. He went back outside bleeding profusely, and he could be seen saying to someone, "Call 911," before he finally made the one-block walk to the hospital and collapsing near the entrance. By the way, there were two police officers near the entrance as Lisandro walked past them, and they did nothing as well. Now, we know about Lisandro because his killing was caught on tape, but guess what? There are others just like him every day getting attacked by machete in the Bronx. Some are severely injured and some don't survive. There was one incident a few months ago where a 14-year-old boy was chased onto the highway by a band of machete-wielding attackers. The boy managed to survive the attack, but he lost the kidney. Now, with this disturbing reality happening in the Bronx, there is also something else that is also very unsettling to me, and it's the circumstances that brought this Bronx attack to this level. The community is plagued with domestic violence, alcoholism, drug abuse, unemployment, families are not intact, no one gets married, single-parent families are the norm, fathers disappear from raising their kids, there's no financial stability. For most of these residents of color, it takes every financial resource that they have to get the rent paid, and the children are left to raise themselves. The elders turn a blind eye to disciplining the children in the neighborhood because the societal paradigm is, that's not my responsibility. Look, there's no doubt that racism has a big role to play in those 10 issues that I just mentioned. But there comes a time when, despite the bigotry, communities, if not anything else, but for sheer survival, must learn to rely on themselves. Now, do I sound naive by that statement? I don't think so. I've seen Koreans do it, Indians, Africans, Haitians do it. Sure, those 12 gang members who were arrested are responsible for Lisandro's death, but the community is also at fault. I'm Mildred Antenor.
Mildred Antenor is an author and a professor at Seton Hall University.